Time magazine has declared a town in New Jersey the wealthiest zip code in America. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez takes us on a tour of Short Hills.
Driving up Old Short Hills Road, it's easy to see how the area got this ranking. Hilly, tree-lined neighborhoods, perfectly manicured lawns on huge plots of land. The driveways alone are impressive.
Oh my gosh.
The homes? Beautiful.
Wow.
But that's pretty much all you see in Short Hills. Homes. Nice ones.
I mean, I think all the houses here are pretty nice, but, like, there are some that are nicer than others. But, like, in general, like, there's not, like, a ghetto or anything like that. But, yeah.
Megan McGrath lives in Short Hills, but she and her friends are in downtown Millburn, which borders Short Hills. There's a strip here of coffee shops, boutiques, restaurants.
Is there something like this in Short Hills?
No,
there's a train station.
There's not really a town. It's all, like, churches and houses.
Short Hills doesn't have its own mayor or high school. There's a mall off in the corner, but for the most part, it's residential. And that's how the founder of Short Hills wanted it. Stuart Hartshorne, the guy who invented the roller shade, came here in the 1870s, says historian Lynn Ranieri.
He wanted to build his ideal village here.
He bought up acres and acres of land to build on and invited people he liked to live here with him. Part of his ideal village was no commercial businesses.
The only businesses that he actually allowed here was a very small, tiny little grocery-type store and plant nurseries because he loved nature.
Today, about 70% of its residents make more than $150,000 a year. That's what earned Short Hills Time Magazine's title of wealthiest city in America.
The point is, it's not Short Hills.
Julia Soss Rubin is a professor of planning and policy at Rutgers University.
There's absolutely no such thing as the wealthiest city or the wealthiest community in the country.
She says it depends on how you define wealth. Is it income or assets?
Assets are where the real wealth lies. And it's also where we see the greatest inequality, for example, by race, is in assets.
Let's take another famously wealthy zip code, 90210 in Beverly Hills. Households there make more money on average than households in Short Hills. But 90210 is a larger area. It's more ethnically and economically diverse. There's a population there that lives below the poverty line. In Short Hills, only 1% of the population does. 83% is white. Most of the others are Asian. And while it may have the highest concentration of people who make more than $150,000 a year, Soss Rubin says there are other zip codes in the U.S. with more billionaires and more assets. But the concentrated wealth does have its benefits. Ilana Woltag lives in Millburn and works at a temple in Short Hills.
The salaries will be much more than other temples that maybe there will be in Summit or South Orange. Yes, it's very wealthy congregation.
And many Short Hills residents shop in downtown Millburn, like Julia Draper. She doesn't draw a distinction between the two.
It's like a classic small town. Get past the fact that there is, like, beautiful wedding dress stores on every corner, like, once you get past that, it's just like a small town.
But high school student Spencer Schneider says he doesn't want people getting the wrong idea about his town.
It's not really, I don't have a nanny. I do my own laundry, I do it myself.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.